And a good morning. Welcome into In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. It's our opportunity here on this Wednesday to get an education update, and we'll hear from Manhattan Area Technical College later in the program, but we start things off with Pottawatomie County Schools. We'll be hearing from Wamego Superintendent Tim Winter, who's joining us on the Zoom call here this morning. Tim, good morning.
Good morning, Brandon. How are you?
I'm doing well, and we've planned to eventually have Kevin Logan from Rock Creek Schools. You may have had another thing come up here last minute, but we will try to get him on the call later on in the show. But, boy, there's definitely no shortage of topics to discuss here today with the plans for the upcoming school year in motion across the state. And I know Wamego is one of the later starts here in our area. You guys plan to start in early September.
Yes, we do. And we would have been a later start even on the normal calendar. This year, the calendar rolled a little bit, and typically we would be starting anywhere around on the 13th, 14th, 15th, 16th, somewhere in there. But this year, with the rolling of the calendar, we were projected to start on the 20th. But now we did add 2 weeks to our preparation time so that teachers and staff could properly prepare to keep students as safe as possible and just be prepared for the possibility of multiple remote learners or a hybrid model and so forth. And so our start date for the majority of our students is September 3rd. Pre-K and K will start the following Monday on the 8th, but we have all other grades. First official day is September 3rd, and a transition day for 9th graders and 6th graders on September 2nd.
All right, so kind of a staged reopening there. Is there any reason why it was done that way and maybe not just bring them all at once?
No, that's our normal schedule, Brandon. Mm-hmm. We always try and have that transition day, or we have for a number of years, where okay. We have a transition day for start out being our 9th graders. We're involved in a program called Link Crew, and we pair up our incoming 9th graders with upperclassmen who act as mentors. And they spend a day with them, before the official start. They spend a day with them, showing them the building, getting to know them, putting them in the groups and having, some really fun, welcoming type activities just to help acclimate them to the high school environment in a warm, friendly manner, in a way that we're not, you and I probably, I'm much older than you, so maybe you did not, but a lot of times freshmen were not treated the greatest on their first days of school. They were, initiated or maybe even in an unfortunate situation. Maybe they were even hazed a little bit, but we try and start this day with in just a real positive manner for our freshmen. We trying to, get them to laugh and get them to communicate and talk and share their thoughts and concerns and just get them comfortable with the building and some other upperclassmen and the staff. The staff is involved as well, and just create a really hopefully positive experience for them on that day, which will lead to a better start to the school year for them. And then we started doing it with our 6th graders as well, because that's the grade that transitions from the elementary environment to the middle school environment. So I believe this is our fourth year of doing it with 6th graders as well, and the same type of principle. We bring them in a day early just to do some fun activities and help them get to know the building and the staff before their first official day.
All right. Yeah, that's very nice. And I remember my first days of high school, and it's not easy. I don't remember being bullied or hazed too much, but you definitely get picked on a little bit there as the new kids on the block there. But that's great that you have that in place there, because I think the transition is so important, and really transitioning back after so many months of missing campus here for these students has got to be another adjustment for a lot of these kids, no matter what grade.
I think this will be a year where all students are ready to be back in school. We've been off over 5 months, and I think they're tired of being at home. I have a daughter. My youngest is a senior this year, And she's dying to get the school year started and be able to interact with her friends and be involved in the activities and so forth. So yeah, we're hopeful that we got a lot of people that want to be back in school, and a lot of kids that want to be back in school, and we're hopeful it'll be a good, safe start to the school year, and taking the proper precautions, we will move through the calendar and get through the school year with hopefully any significant changes. But if that happens, if we have to go to a hybrid model or a more remote for all students, we feel like we'll be prepared to do that.
All right. Again, we're talking to Tim Winter. He's the superintendent at Wamego Public Schools, USD 320, and they have a school board meeting coming up on Monday, August 17th. What are some of the things that will be discussed at that meeting?
Well, the big topic will be our reopening plan. The board will discuss that. We'll share some details of that plan. That plan was released on Monday to the public. We sent a message to our parents that where they could access that plan and so forth. It's on our website. There's a big link. The Wamego Navigating Change plan is available for anyone to view on our website. The Navigating Change plan is the overarching guidance for the district, but within that plan is also each building specific plan. They are very similar. Most of our protocols and so forth are the same from building to building, but each building is a little different. For example, when we have pickup and drop off of students, entrances are different at different buildings and so forth. So there's some different procedures in place there for those types of things. But our screenings and our building protocols as far as wearing masks and socially distancing and so forth are all very consistent across the board. And we're just encouraging our families to read that document over carefully. And if they have questions, we're offering an information night opportunity tomorrow night, actually, Thursday, August 13th from 6 to 8. We will be introducing key components of the plan. And then we are responding to questions that parents have submitted to us. We sent a Google survey form along with the information regarding the plan on Monday, and in that Google survey form they can submit questions to us, and they can be building specific questions that we will answer live on Thursday night, and hopefully just try and take care of those questions in a format like that. But of course, we're also, all of our administrators are open to emails and phone calls regarding questions and concerns. But we'd encourage all of our families to read that document over and write down your questions and then submit those so that we can try and get those answered tomorrow night. But that'll be the big part of the discussion on Monday the 17th at our board meeting, is what that will look like. We also, along with that, we'll talk a little bit about athletics and activities and what that could look like. We do start practice on the 17th, and we're going to take all the necessary precautions that we can, which includes masks and social distancing and disinfecting as much as we possibly can. But we'll talk about that Monday night as well.
All right. And that could be, who knows what that's going to look like here in the fall. You don't even know probably at this point what the competition is going to be like. Will you have schools that are on your schedule that may not be able to be, those games, will they be played? Will they not? I guess you kind of just have to wait and see there.
Yeah, those are all possibilities. We're ready to start practice. We know what we're doing for our students during practice. When the schedule starts, though, we still have some planning to do regarding that. And attendance, how many fans do you allow into a gymnasium to watch a ball game? We are taking the approach that we want to monitor that on a daily basis and make decisions based on the most information that we can access. And that's going to mean that some of those decisions may be made the day before a contest. You're right. There could be a school that one reason or another can't fulfill a contract, a game contract, and we have to either cancel that game or look for an alternative opponent. There may also be questions about where do we travel or where do we not travel, depending on how COVID is infecting or affecting a community that's on our schedule. Those are all questions and concerns we have. I just want to assure everyone that we'll do everything we can to first and foremost keep our students safe and take any and all precautions we can to do that.
All right, sounds good. Let's take a time out and we'll come back and continue our conversation here with Tim Winter. He's the superintendent at USD 320 Wamego Public Schools on In Focus, News Radio KMAN.